It's Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Fox News poll has Hillary Clinton at a 4-point lead over Donald Trump going into the election today. Several other polls put Clinton's lead at 2-4%. Today, we shall realize the truth of Daniel 4:17, that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whosoever he wills and sets up over it the basest of men. Christian leaders at the American Family Association are calling the presidential election a, quote, wretched choice, unquote. The AFA is calling Christians to make this a day of prayer and fasting. How will Christians vote today? Lifeway Research reports that 45% of evangelicals are going for Trump in this election, 31% for Clinton, and 23% are voting third party or are undecided. However, with their pastors, the numbers are shaking out differently. Only 38% support Trump, 9% for Clinton, and 48% are undecided or supporting a third party. That 31% of evangelicals who plan to vote for Hillary Clinton compares to 20% of the evangelical vote that went for Barack Obama in the last presidential election, and 79% for Mitt Romney, according to Pew Forum. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." Pastors across America are urging the body of Christ to vote. Reverend Chip Harper of All Saints Anglican Church in San Antonio, Texas, spoke to The Worldview about why he does not believe Christians have the option to sit out the election or even leave some races blank.
Well, I believe Christians should vote because simply it's their civic duty and we're called to be good citizens as Christians. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to be part of the democratic process. And so why not bring a Christian influence into it?
Since the next president, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, will appoint 2 or perhaps even 3 Supreme Court justices who could affect the country for generations to come, Reverend Harper addressed the importance of voting for candidates who support the sanctity of human life.
Christians should vote pro-life because simply God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. He says so clearly in the scriptures. And so it's our Christian duty to vote for the preservation of life. And abortion is the absolute antithesis of that. And it doesn't matter when they perform it, whether it's late term or early term. Christians need to protect the life that God created.
Australian politicos have made the decision. They do not want a national referendum from the people on homosexual marriage, which would delay the homosexual agenda for years, as the homosexuals themselves have argued. So the Australian Senate voted down the referendum by a vote of 33-29. The pro-homosexual movement in Australia argues that the liberal, more educated leaders of the country would bring in homosexual marriage much sooner than the conservative rank-and-file voters. The kings of the earth and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh." Psalm 2:3. The home-sharing hospitality platform, Airbnb, now forbids any discrimination on the basis of sinful lifestyles. However, Christians who still oppose homosexuality can avail themselves of a Christian hospitality network that has been operational for years, acandleinthewindow.com. This hospitality network has 1,700 members in every state, as well as Africa, Europe, Asia, South America, Australia, New Zealand, China, Mongolia, Russia, and New Guinea. If you or your family members ever travel, The Worldview encourages you to sign up with acandleinthewindow.com. That's acandleinthewindow.com. The Cub World Series celebration in Chicago over the weekend ranked as the 7th largest gathering in human history. The 5 million attendees at the celebration edged out the Rod Stewart concert in Rio in 1994. The other top-ranking crowds are Hindu and Muslim pilgrimages. Only 18% of Americans read the Bible, and of practicing Christians who attend church, only 37% read their Bibles, according to a recent study from Barna. Far less men and far fewer millennials read their Bible than the rest of the population. Only 1 in 10 millennials crack the Word of God, and many consider it a dangerous book. Indeed, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Janet Reno, who served as Attorney General under President Bill Clinton, has gone to meet her maker. Primarily, she'll be remembered as the government official who presided over the Waco raid conducted by federal agents in which 80 Branch Davidians, men, women, and children, were killed. When a college kid in Kansas reported a stolen Kit Kat bar from his car, the Hershey Company stepped in to help out. They compensated the 19-year-old freshman, Hunter Jobbins, with 6,500 Kit Kat bars. If Hunter enjoys the deliciousness of crispy wafers and creamy milk chocolate one a day, he'll be eating Kit Kat bars for almost 18 years. Make sure to do plenty of cardio, Hunter. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this election day, Tuesday, November 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.